Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to go to the bench on the show today. No Dave Schwartz, Steve Thompson, Pete Najarian's here. Josh Wheeler is in the house, our producer. We got a big show, a lot on the Vikes, the Wild, the Timberwolves. We've got the Gophers, the college football playoffs. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, coming up, talking Vikes. Kevin Gorg, FanDuel Sports Network. And Jerry Klein Jr., number one ranked 4A Creighton Durham Hall Boys Hoops. They got a big win over Woodbury on Friday night, but a key injury in that game. We'll get into that with Jerry Klein at about 11:30 today. Pete, good morning. Good to visit with you.
Great to be with you, Steve. I'm really excited about it. I'll tell you, is there a better time in the on the calendar than the sports, the football, and everything that we've got than this time of year? It's just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
It is insane. I heard Al Sports report at the end of the news, and he's rattling off all these scores, all these results. Everything's going on right now. Golf's getting started. They're at the Sony Open in Hawaii. That looked pretty good.
That's never a bad spot.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hey, Vikes-Rams, top of mind for everyone. It'll be in Glendale, Arizona on Monday night. And, Pete, it's one of those, number one, the Vikings had to get the bad taste out of their mouth from that regular season finale in Detroit. And then you have to quickly get ready for a solid Rams team.
Yeah, and the Rams team, are they great? I don't know that I'd put them in the great category. Obviously, they've come into it with a little bit of some nice momentum, though. When you really look at what they've done over the last couple of weeks, they've done just fine. The one game that they lost actually wasn't even all the starters out there. It was Jimmy Garoppolo was actually playing quarterback. But so in the last six games, they're 5-1 with that one loss with the with them resting players. So I look at this team. If anybody knows the Minnesota Vikings any better, I don't know who it would be other than the Rams. When you look at the staff of the Rams and the players on the Rams and everything going in with our head coach and the way we're going to try to attack them, I would say that the advantage to that side of things certainly does slide over to the Rams. We know they know exactly what we're going to be doing. They know about the coach and how he's going to coach the quarterback. And obviously Sam Darnold had some struggles last week. He had some pressure, had a difficult time. He was sailing the ball, so it made it sort of interesting because he wasn't always even pressured, Steve. He was just kind of letting go of the ball a little bit too early, and it wasn't, you know, something where he was confident in firing it. It looked like he was sort of just in a spot where he didn't have the confidence to be able to step into it the way he had most of this year.
Yeah, and Pete, isn't it all about Sam Darnold? I mean, there are other factors, yeah. Turnovers, how the defense plays, how they scheme against very good wideouts for the Rams, excellent wideouts for the Rams, but really all about Darnold regaining that confidence that he showed much of the year. He had a bad game down in Jacksonville, but they still were able to win the game. Mm-hmm. It will happen. But isn't a lot of it all about how Darnold responds this week?
I think that is. Yeah, that will be the game. But let's not, you know, I always like to look at the whole thing, right? Not just Sam Darnold or the offense. I look over at the defense, Steve, and I know that everybody talks about B-flow, and I'm the one guy who goes out there and says, hey, look, they've done a good job. They've done a lot of good things this past year. They bend, they don't break. But I don't know that people understand that, shoot, there's been eight games this past year where offenses have put up over 400 yards on the Minnesota Vikings, and nobody seems to care. They don't seem to be worried about it. They're excited about all the sacks and everything else that the Vikings have brought to the table. But I think the reality is we've got to accept that. I mean, if you take a look at that second half that we played against Detroit, they put up 21 points on us. They ended up on it when you look at first downs, they dominated us. When you look at the clock, they dominated us. When you look at the rushing game, they almost put up 180 yards running, and their total was, again, very close to 400 yards. So this isn't just about Sam Darnold, and I think a lot of people have really put that focus on him. He is the quarterback, so that's what people look at. But I think we have to also acknowledge that the defense didn't play all that well. But let's be honest. The Detroit offense is one of the very best, if not the best, in the entire NFL. So they do a great job, but they did a great job even against our defense.
Yeah, one thing about the Lions, they sure play hard for Dan Campbell. They love that guy, and they go to paddle for him every play.
Well, it's so much fun to watch them and to watch him and to see him in the locker room. Yeah. I think there's something really special about this team, and they've built that franchise. Steve, when you look at it, so many franchises get built by trying to draft a quarterback. That's not what Detroit has done. Detroit went out and got as many great offensive linemen as they could. They got a couple of great running backs, specifically when you're looking at the Alabama running backs that they've gotten. Jahmyr Gibbs, absolutely outstanding. When in an era where everybody is against running backs and saying, well, you got to get this wide receiver, I keep saying I think the wide receivers are deep. I don't think you have to take them early in the draft. A great running back means a lot, and I think all you've got to do is ask the Pittsburgh Steelers what they think about Derrick Henry, and I think that sort of answers the question.
Yeah, no doubt. Two games already in the books in the NFL playoffs yesterday, and really dominant performances by Houston and Baltimore. We'll probably have more on that later on in the show. We'll certainly squeeze in our analysis of that. But when it comes to the Vikings in a road game, I know the tragedy of the fires in the L.A. area and the still unfolding tragedy in the greater L.A. area due to the fires. The game's moved to Arizona for the Vikings. Is it just another road game, whether it's in L.A. or the Phoenix area?
You know, I do think that there is an advantage for sure with the Minnesota Vikings. When you think about it, Steve, and you look at where they had to move it now, they could have potentially moved this game maybe to Las Vegas. And I think it would have been a little bit better for the Rams. But the fact that it's gone into Arizona, where do all the Minnesotans go if they don't go to Florida to go and get away from the snow, right? I mean, they go down to Arizona. And I think that it gives us a great opportunity to turn that around. It might not be a Viking home game, but it's no longer a Rams home game either. I think this is a very neutral site, but maybe there's going to be more Viking fans there than Rams. It should be pretty interesting. You know, Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback who a lot of people think he's kind of getting close to done. I'm not sure I believe that. I think he's still a phenomenal quarterback who can put in a few more years. But like you mentioned, he's got great receivers. And when you've got great receivers and a very good running game, and I think that's the one thing missing for a lot of different teams out there is you still have to run the football even though it's the NFL. And if you can't run the football, you probably have problems. And Kieron Williams has had a great year for the Rams, and the Vikings better be careful of that as well.
Yeah, and you look at this game, it kind of a break. Vikes playing a Sunday night, could have been a quick turnaround and had to go likely in a day game today, but they do get that extra. And that is huge, isn't it, Pete? Especially this late in the year, even getting that extra day, it can be a big deal.
Oh, it is a big deal, yeah. It gives you a little bit more time, and obviously you're watching maybe more film. I actually was somebody last week that said, if I'm Sam Darnold, I almost might not watch that Detroit game and just move on to the Rams, just because let's get that bad taste out of our mouth right now, and let's start moving to the next game that's more important than the final game of the year. The problem was that, obviously, you lose that home field advantage that now Detroit's got. So the Minnesota Vikings are on the road, and they're going to have to do what they've got to do. But that extra day certainly does make things a lot better. It's not that it's that much of a difference, really, because the one thing that's very difficult at times, and I think this is what happened when we met up with the Rams before, but you go to a Thursday night game. Now, that's tough. But if you're getting all the way a full week, or now in our case, you get an extra day, I think that's very meaningful for the health, and everybody's just ready to get going.
Vikes and Rams on Monday night will close out Wild Card Weekend. Three games on the docket. Broncos, Bills early. Pack, Eagles, and Philly in the middle game this afternoon. And then tonight, it'll be Washington against Tampa Bay. And Josh Wheeler's Baker Mayfield in the spotlight tonight.
Let's go.
He's got to be thrilled. I know he's revved up for that one tonight down in Tampa.